AJ Carrillo farms outside of Hotchkiss, Colorado, where fruit orchards dot high desert mesas and jagged peaks line the horizon. When he irrigates his peach crop, water gushes from big white plastic pipes at the top of the plot and takes half a day to trickle down to the other end of his 5-acre orchard.
We're on 18 acres here. We have a half-acre market garden. We have a small grass alfalfa.
This is called flood irrigation, and while it works great to get water to fruit trees quickly, it comes with some downsides.
One of the big concerns that we have in the North Fork Valley is that our irrigation leads to deep percolation.
And that deep percolation dissolves the salt and selenium that occur naturally in soils here. The minerals are harmful to both fish and humans. The excess water runs off farm fields like Carrillo's into ditches that eventually dump into the Gunnison River, a tributary of the Colorado. Farms in just this one river basin send more than 360,000 tons of salt into the Colorado River each year.
And so we have a serious ecological issue going on here.
Selenium is known to have an impact on fish breeding, such that the offspring end up with deformities and other problems.
That's Perry Cabot, a water resources specialist with Colorado State University. He says salt creates problems too, and must be removed before water can be used for drinking or industrial purposes, which is expensive. Cabot says salty irrigation water can stunt crop growth and eventually make farmland unusable.
If you continue to sort of leach these salts out of the upper systems of a river, you concentrate them further and further. So it's just this kind of creeping soil killer as it makes its way downstream.
During the 1960s, so much salt flowed into the Colorado River from U.S. farms that Mexico, at the downstream end, could no longer use it for irrigation. A solution was finally negotiated in the 1970s, requiring major reductions in the river's saltiness. But it's an ongoing issue. Other laws have since been passed, and federal programs have been created that give farmers incentive to reduce salty runoff from their fields. Casey Harrison is a soil conservationist with the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS.
We have the ability through federal funds to help farmers and ranchers improve their irrigation water delivery systems so that we can actually combat some of those problems with selenium and salinity in the Colorado River Basin.
That federal financial support is key. The costs of installing new irrigation systems can't be borne by farmers alone. Annually, the NRCS spends about $7 million, helping roughly 75 Gunnison Basin producers cover the cost of converting to more efficient irrigation. Farmers pay part of the cost, too, and benefit from greater control over water usage, higher crop yields, and less labor. Again, Colorado State University's Perry Cabot.
But if we as a society value food production as a part of our economic infrastructure, it's unrealistic to expect them to just bear the burden without societal help.
Back in farmer A.J. Carrillo's peach orchards, change is coming. His Deer Tree Farm will have a new, more efficient irrigation system by fall 2021, paid for in part by the NRCS. His switch to micro-sprinklers will mean much more efficient water use and healthier soil.
That irrigation system will effectively double our water supply here on this farm. A total game changer, in my opinion.
Even though Carrillo's farm is small, the switch also means less salt and selenium ending up in the Colorado River. And if enough of his neighbors make the same change, it could mean fewer problems for the millions of people downstream who depend on it. I'm Jody Peterson in Paonia, Colorado.